Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Ross moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Heath out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ross takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. Tebbets scores. Hitchcock moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Hitchcock scores. Bloodworth goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball towards right. Ross settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ross. Heath moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ross hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ross hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-2 in the game. Denning takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Buster Mills pinch hits for Ray Mack. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Oscar Grimes now playing second base. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-3 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Milner now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to third. York moves to second. Red Embry now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth scores. York moves to third. Ross moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Tebbutt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bridges. Fleming moves to second. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Fleming moves to third. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Red Embry. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Denning moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.